local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
So we say a good Thursday. Welcome into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. We will spend the next 48 minutes getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. A lot to get to, not a whole lot of time to do it, but first, before our first check of the roads and weather, text line is 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. Starting off, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Today, a 600-page Justice Department report released on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting from 2022, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
And the report detailing the colossal failure of local law enforcement leaders in Uvalde. Attorney General Merrick Garland met with victims' families during a visit to Uvalde yesterday and then held the news conference in Washington, D.C. today. 21 people were killed and 17 were injured back on May 24, 2022. Growing fears of a wider conflict in the Israel-Hamas war. Pakistan has carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes they made this week. And the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen late last night in what they say were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea.
These strikes will continue for as long as they need to continue to try to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue to conduct these attacks.
And meanwhile, frustrations are said to be growing between the Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the desire for the White House has to scale back Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. And today, Congress passing a stopgap funding bill ahead of tomorrow's deadline to prevent a partial shutdown of the government. The bill will now head to President Biden's desk and become law before funding expires at midnight Eastern time tomorrow. Those are today's top three stories, 6:15. Austin has a check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's with big savings on the appliances you need now. Lowe's knows home improvement. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road was giving us a lot of trouble these past couple hours, but it is looking smooth right now. And beyond that, everything else was already looking all right. So if you are dealing with some issues, they should hopefully not hold you up too long.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s, and that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 52 degrees, cloudy. 47 the low tonight, and then breezy, mostly sunny Friday, high of 56 before that cold blast returns, 27 the overnight low tomorrow. Taking a look at what's happening locally here today, residents in Foley a bit on edge following the stabbing of a woman at Heritage Park downtown late yesterday. Police say a person of interest was seen on video riding a bicycle on North Mackenzie Street, described as a black male wearing dark blue baggy jeans and a knit cap. The 21-year-old victim had wounds to her left forearm, torso, and left thigh. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Foley Police. Meanwhile, Pensacola Police are continuing a death investigation today after a 60-year-old white man was discovered in bushes outside of a business on North Davis Highway. That happened this morning between Dittmar and Hewitt Streets. The man was originally found unresponsive and was transported to a hospital where he died. After investigating whether the man could have been hit by a car, officers have ruled that out, and they're asking you to contact Pensacola Police if you may have seen anything that would help them out in their investigation. Downtown Pensacola, the city is looking for ideas on how to redevelop the old Pensacola Sports headquarters. Tuesday, the CRA voted to request letters of interest for potential buyers.
We just want potential developers to be very cognizant that, you know, we are trying to preserve waterfront views. We're also trying to be respectful of the residential nature directly behind this development. But then, you know, we're also realizing that this is an opportunity, again, to increase density and, you know, introduce something new within our city.
If city leaders have their way, the property would be transformed into a multi-story residential building. According to Channel 3, the city also has their eyes on the Harborview building on West Cedar Street nearby, as well as the parking deck across the street. Both are up for sale, and they could be looking at those three properties being redeveloped together into something bright and shiny and way to revitalize downtown even further. Also, troubling details emerging following arrest in Baldwin County. Here's our David Wayne reporting.
That's right. The investigation started after Alec Dvorak was investigated for opening accounts, allegedly using his grandparents' information. Investigators say he'd gotten credit cards in their names and stolen several thousand dollars. But when Dvorak was arrested on January 9th, he had an infant in his car. Investigators say when that child was returned to a family member, they reported strange marks on the child's body. Those turned out to be burns from a stun gun. Deputies eventually found that stun gun where it had been discarded on the side of the road by his girlfriend and matched it to the burns on the child. Dvorak now faces a laundry list of charges, including torture and abuse of a child, chemical endangerment, tampering with evidence, elderly abuse and exploitation, fraud and identity theft, and drug possession. He's being held on more than $1.5 million bond at the Baldwin County Jail.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Just shy of 6:20, our first break this hour, back with state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals hearing about President Trump's immunity, where they asked the question, could the president order SEAL Team 6 to kill a political opponent and, if not convicted by the Senate after impeachment, be immune from criminal prosecution? His lawyers say yes. The opposition says no. It's a very interesting question. It's a very interesting conversation. We talked about it extensively this morning. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll keep it brief. Pine Forest Road was the main one giving us trouble. It has since died down. Looking everywhere else in Pensacola, along with Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street, everything is looking fine as well, so you should not see anything that's holding you up for too long.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Very good. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, 47 the overnight low tonight, 56 tomorrow with mostly sunshine, and then the Arctic chill comes back, 27 tomorrow night, high of 44 Saturday, and 46 on Sunday. At least it'll be sunny, though. Mm-hmm. 6:25 here at News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola right now. As far as what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis is challenging a federal appeals panel ruling that may make it easier for one of the prosecutors he booted out to return to office. The governor's lawyers want the full 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case, opposing a motion by suspended state attorney Andrew Warren to speed up the case. A 3-judge panel sent the case back to a district judge who ruled that he did not have the power to put Warren back in office after DeSantis suspended him in August of 2022.
And a sweeping health care package is making it through a major hurdle in the Florida legislature. The state Senate unanimously passed the $800 million plan earlier today, marking a big step toward easing an industry worker shortage and providing more access. The Live Healthy Act would expand mental health services in underserved communities by reimbursing student loans for psychologists and social workers who work in these designated areas. It would also increase access for maternal care for minority patients and provide free health screenings for low-income residents.
A first-of-its-kind mass shooting prevention call center is now live out of South Florida. Founder Sean Canone says it's set up to work just like a suicide prevention hotline, where the potential shooter calls in and speaks to a live person who can help steer them in a different direction.
80% of the mass shooters are normally suicidal or have tried suicide in the past. And if we can get to them in their planning stage, we may be able to help them.
Well, the center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Canone says nothing else has worked to stop mass shootings, so this is worth a try.
I absolutely agree. I think that sums it up beautifully. I mean, yes, could the effectiveness be questioned? Sure, of course it can. But the thing is, that can be said about any method of avoiding mass shootings in this country, so why not? Let's see what it can do. The number of advertised teaching vacancies is down in the state of Florida. The Florida Education Association says that halfway through the school year, the state still needs to fill more than 4,000 instructional vacancies and nearly 3,500 support staff positions. That is an improvement, though, from August, when there were nearly 7,000 open teaching positions.
And another chapter in the legal battle between FSU and the ACC. The conference filed a complaint against the school yesterday. The ACC argues that Florida State should not be allowed to take part in managing their business since the school's trying to leave. And so the conference says by attempting to leave, FSU is not acting in the conference's best interest and is breaching its obligation to advance the conference's common goals. Each side can expect to have a motion filed by February 16th, and we'll see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I understand where the conference is coming from with FSU. It's like, hey, you signed this grant of rights agreement until 2036. You knowingly and willingly did that. But as I said, I think the counterargument there is the ACC was viewed as a power conference at that time, and now it's clearly not. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Looking at some national headlines here, a House panel is expected to vote on an impeachment resolution of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on January 31st. The House Homeland Security Committee is holding its final Mayorkas impeachment hearing today. CNN reports that with the committee vote planned for later this month, floor action on the possible impeachment could happen as early as February.
A Washington state judge has dismissed a challenge that would have removed former President Trump's name from their March 12th presidential primary.
The lawsuit argued former President Trump broke the 14th Amendment for his actions on January 6th. Judge Mary Sue Wilson found the Secretary of State acted consistent with his duties in proceeding with a candidate's list the party submitted. The Secretary of State's office says they'll move forward with printing ballots and voters' pamphlets for the primary election. Brad Ford, NBC News Radio.
All right. Also, the Georgia judge in the election interference case against Donald Trump is ordering a hearing to examine charges of an improper relationship. The charges filed involve accusations that Democratic Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has an ongoing improper relationship with her lead prosecutor that helped her benefit financially. Willis says the accusations are racially motivated, but is not said they're not true either. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, if you can't even just claim that they're false, I don't know what to tell you.
This thing has I don't know if you're a fan of the show Suits or not.
I've watched bits and pieces. It's a good show. Yeah.
Okay. This has kind of the background, the Suits written all over it, where, you know, you have attorneys that are, you know, in a ping match in some boardroom upstairs or whatever, and on the one hand, you've got Trump attorneys, and then they say, hey, we know that you, Fannie Willis, are in improper relationship with your lead investigator, and we're going to leak it to the press or
whatever. Who can dig up more dirt on who?
Yeah, exactly. 6:30, that'll do it for national headlines. When we return, Austin will let us know what's going on in the world of sports tonight. Health, business, and science to follow on Pensacola right now.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The House passes a stopgap spending bill today, avoiding a government shutdown. Fox's Jack Callahan has the latest from Washington.
The bill passed despite strenuous objection from Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy.
We continue to spend money we don't have, undermining our own national security and our own well-being, funding a bureaucracy that's at war with the people that we represent.
The bill extends government spending until March.
The nonpartisan group No Labels wants the Justice Department to investigate what it believes are efforts to stop potential third-party candidates.
Already, No Labels has taken action to get itself on the ballots in multiple states, including swing states, Arizona, Florida, Nevada. But other groups not so thrilled with this idea. The left-leaning group Move On says, quote, every dollar funneled to the No Labels super PAC is a contribution to the Trump campaign.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with your money now. Good news for prospective home buyers. Mortgage rates have come down a bit this week to the lowest level since last May. Freddie Mac says the average rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 6.6%, down a smidge from last week's 6.66%. Meanwhile, the average rate on a 15-year fixed, popular with homeowners refinancing their loans, came down more than a tenth of a point from a week ago to 5.76%. Continuing an effort to trim costs, Amazon will lay off up to 5% of staff at its Buy with Prime unit, the service that lets online stores offer the same two-day shipping benefits available to Prime subscribers. The e-commerce giant didn't say how many staffers would be impacted by the layoffs. A spokesperson said Buy with Prime does remain a top priority for Amazon. Shaking off a mini slump, stocks pushed higher today. Technology issues doing particularly well. The Dow Industrials leaped 200 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 1.3%. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Cowboys are stuck on being a good team and are still very far away from being a great one. The problem in Dallas isn't just Mike McCarthy, but in two of the last three postseasons when the team wasn't ready at kickoff, the coach shouldn't survive. With Dallas opting to bring back McCarthy, we could expect the drama Dallas choking Cowboys to have another disappointing playoff performance come next January. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at MyComputerCareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Hey,
Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean quick. There has not been much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas this hour, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Not going to be too bad tonight. 47, 50% chance of some showers as well. Cold front's coming back into the area tomorrow night. So we'll have sunny skies, 56 tomorrow, and then an overnight low of 27 with sunshine Saturday and Sunday, highs just reaching the mid 40s. 6:38, you're listening to Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just joining us or if haven't gotten word yet, a recap here briefly of our top three stories today. The Justice Department releasing its scathing 600-page reports over the police response to the Uvalde school shooting. In a word, Attorney General Merrick Garland says it was a failure. One of the audio clips here that we have, I'll just share this briefly, was actually, no, I don't have it anymore. But he said that police officers had, there were two rooms where shots were being fired in, and it took officers 77 minutes to gain entry. Also, growing fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East as the Israel and Hamas war continues. Pakistan carrying out strikes against Iran. Also, the U.S. hit more Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen late last night as well. And today, Congress passed a stopgap funding bill ahead of Friday's deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, the NBA is about to get underway here. Bulls at Raptors was supposed to tip off at 6:30 on TNT. That's the first part of a TNT doubleheader. That's going to be followed by Grizzlies at Timberwolves at 9. So with it being just about 6:40, Bulls at Raptors should have tipped off just a few minutes ago. Speaking of games going on at the moment, there are some ranked men's basketball teams playing right now. South Florida at Memphis. Now, that's Memphis is number 10 in the country. That's on ESPN at the moment. And Wichita State at number 23, Florida Atlantic on ESPN2. Both of those games tipped at 6. Memphis currently has a convincing lead on South Florida, 38-24, but it's not all bad because Florida Atlantic is in a tight game with Wichita State, only losing 33-31. So we got some state representation there, still giving us some hope for victory here. Moving on to the NFL here, we've been covering coaching news these past few days, and this is the latest. Mike McCarthy, Dallas Cowboys head coach. It has been confirmed that he will be returning to the Cowboys next season. Very controversial news coming right after, not even a week after, the Cowboys were convincingly upset by the lowest-seeded Green Bay Packers 48-32 in Super Wild Card Weekend. Joe, you said last hour you think he's probably got one more season, maybe?
This will be, what, year four, right? Would this be year five?
It's one of those. Four. He's already been there for a few seasons now, and
so he's had three consecutive 12-win seasons, and then first round playoff losses each year, and obviously the losses have gotten progressively worse.
This one was rough.
All three of them embarrassing in their own ways, but I don't know. I mean, there's questions now about I've seen in, you know, national media talking about, well, does Jerry Jones really care about winning the Super Bowl? Is that really what his top goal is? I mean, I believe it is.
I would hope.
Yeah, I just I don't know.
Well, and maybe
he feels like he got to where he was initially because of mistakes that he made with former coaches like Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells, maybe. Where he's like, look, we've had 3 12-win seasons in a row. Yes, we've lost 3 consecutive first-round playoff games, but we've got a good team. We have, I think, what by and large would people say, if it wasn't for the fact that there's a star on our helmet, we would be considered, you know, top Super Bowl contenders.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing. I understand that they're a good coach. That's why it makes their early losses so disappointing. And Mike McCarthy's veteran head coach, Super Bowl winning head coach, he won years ago with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is just fear of not giving guys a chance. But see, we saw this with Jason Garrett back in like the 2000s and first half of like the 2010s, right? It was like, why does this guy still have a job? He had talent come and go. He had a franchise QB, and they couldn't win anything. So I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to not make the mistakes that you're talking about, or maybe they're just getting a bit too conservative for their own good. I guess we'll see. Yeah. At least for next year, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. 6:43, health, business, and science notes today. Thousands of anti-abortion activists will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the 2024 March for Life. It'll be the event's second go-around since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Organizers, though, say this year they're aiming to change the culture by making abortion unthinkable.
Hmm. And unemployment claims in the United States are down to the lowest level since the fall of 2022. According to Labor Department data, they were about 187,000 initial claims for unemployment insurance in the week ending January 13th. That's down by 16,000 from the week before.
Troubling news from the DEA. They say they've seized enough deadly doses of fentanyl last year to kill every American.
Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl to be a deadly lethal dose. And it is crazy to think that such a small amount can have such a horrible consequence.
That's Mike Casale. He says that fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Wow. And researchers have used the James Webb Space Telescope to find the oldest black hole ever observed. The team of scientists made the announcement Wednesday, saying that the newly discovered black hole is thought to be over 12 billion years old. The team says the discovery has changed what they initially believed about black hole development and described their findings as a giant leap forward.
Also, Chinese scientists knew vital information about the COVID-19 virus 2 weeks before revealing it to the world. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says the Wall Street Journal saw documents compiled by U.S. congressional researchers that make that claim.
The newspaper says a Chinese researcher uploaded a nearly complete sequence of the virus to a database run by the U.S. government on the 28th of December. At that time, the Chinese authorities were describing the COVID outbreak as a pneumonia caused by an unknown virus. The American database deleted the virus sequence in accordance with its protocols, as it could not contact the researcher. China officially shared the COVID sequence on January the 11th with the World Health Organization. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
All right, 6:45, pop culture notes right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. I'll keep it very brief. Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, and Caroline Street over in Payson Milton all looking like smooth sailing, so you shouldn't be dealing with many issues for too long.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
52 degrees right now, 47 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, 55 for a high, and then Arctic chill returns with a low of 27 degrees tomorrow night, and then temps in the mid-40s for the weekend, and sunny skies still. Pop culture notes today, an update on the Super Bowl pregame entertainment. Country star Reba McEntire has been chosen to sing the national anthem. Post Malone will perform America the Beautiful, and R&B singer Andra Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And, of course, the halftime show we've known for a while is going to be Usher. So yeah. A very eclectic mix
Yeah, but they're
what you've said.
Yeah, they're covering all bases there. Fitness icon Richard Simmons is distancing himself from a new movie being made about him. Warner Brothers Discovery announced that Wednesday that a new biopic is in development starring comedic actor Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. Simmons responded on Facebook saying, quote, "I have never given my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read." Yeah, I read he's a pretty seclusive guy, or reclusive, whatever the word is. He doesn't really go out much, doesn't really speak publicly and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I definitely believe that they did not consult him about this.
Mm-hmm. The Smashing Pumpkins are reviewing thousands of applications for an open guitarist role. The band posted that they have 8 people working full time to review more than 10,000 submissions that they received. The rock band announced less than 2 weeks ago that it was searching for another guitarist after Jeff Schroeder announced he was leaving the band. So,
they're all right. I don't know. I probably wouldn't notice that their guitarist left. Director Zack Snyder, the guy who did Man of Steel, Dawn of Justice, and Justice League, wanted to do a movie where Batman impregnates Lois Lane. Now, for those who are not as finely tuned in the world of DC lore, Lois Lane is Superman's love interest. So, Batman impregnates Lois Lane, Batman dies, and then Lois raises the kid with Superman.
Yeah.
Right. He apparently developed a storyline about 10 years ago, and Warner Brothers and DC both shut it down, with one executive saying it was super creepy. I don't know if I'd use creepy. I'd say scummy. I'd say scummy on Lois.
Little how, scummy how on dare Lois. She? Yes, yes. And this is kind of hinting at the storyline that they used as the love interest, the love triangle in the movie Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck, right? Mm. And so that's the idea here. I don't really have strong ways one or the other. The strongest thing that I could possibly say about this whole thing, and particularly Zack Snyder, is that Justice League was the worst movie I ever went and saw in theaters. I left really? About 25 minutes into it. It was terrible.
What was wrong with it? Because as I said, I'm not a superhero guy, so I don't know it.
It was just not entertaining. It was just not. I knew 25 minutes in, I was like, this is not an enjoyable movie. It was a later showing, so that played a role, but I would have left it if I would have seen it at 2 p.m.
Wow.
But yeah, not a huge fan of, never been a huge fan of DC movies. Definitely Marvel up until Endgame, and then that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
6:50, we will take a break. We've got wacky stories and good news to finish off hour number 3 on a Thursday, Pensacola, right now.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Every year, Steve Faircow climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 6:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for both this hour and this evening. And luckily, it's very uneventful. Pensacola's looking good for the most part. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street if you're over in the Payson Milton areas there. So if you are dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Yeah, and temperatures are going to be a bit warmer overnight tonight with an overnight low of just 47. So that's cool. Mostly cloudy tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have mostly sunshine, 56 for a high. Then we get that polar blast coming back in with an overnight low tomorrow night of 27. And then Saturday and Sunday we'll have sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. So that's a look at what the weekend forecast looks like. Austin, you have big weekend plans there?
What
is your life like now that Steelers season is over?
Well, I am going to be watching NFL playoffs this weekend, as many games as I can. But on Saturday, I will be working at the 20th anniversary Cat Country party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
Big shindig there that's going down.
Yeah, I'm going to help with that. And then on Sunday, it's NFL playoffs. Maybe at a friend's house, maybe at home. Not decided yet.
All right. Well, that sounds fun.
How about yourself?
Well, so we're officially into the weird part of the NFL season where they have the playoff games on Sunday,
right?
Right smack dab in the middle of Sunday night church, right? Because the Chiefs and the Bills game starts at 5:30. Got my night church that starts at 6:00. So I'm doing the old turn the phone off and just avoid talking with anybody.
Smart.
To just make sure that, you know, go over to my parents' house and we'll watch on DVR, you know, and we'll watch the Chiefs-Bills game that way. Other than watching football, man, I hope there's not a whole lot going on.
I hope. Yeah, I hope. I got a boring weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what we've got going on. 6:55 here. What's happening in Wacky Stories today?
Well, a soon-to-be 20-year-old bride did not invite a lot of family members to her wedding, and that's one thing, but, you know, they eat meat. That was her reasoning. She posted on a Facebook group called Vegan Revolution, which I'm already tuning it out.
Right.
She said that some family members weren't invited because, quote, we don't want to host murderers at our wedding.
It's a little aggressive.
Absolutely. She also wasn't going to allow guests to just eat vegan for the day. If they wanted to attend, they had to make a lifelong pledge to cut all animal products from their lives. Assuming you at this point cared to go to the wedding, I don't know what's binding that lifelong pledge. Like, can't you just lie? I mean, I don't recommend lying, but come on here. Let's be practical.
Well, listen, if she's – and listen, you want to be vegan, be vegan. Knock yourself out.
Right.
Do not use this day as this crusade for trying to get other people to live how you think they should.
Yeah.
So, no, I am not – in on this at all. If I was a family member, not only would I not show up, I'd be like, I don't want, you know, if this is how you're gonna act about something like this,
if you're gonna call me a murderer,
no, I'm
eating.
Not interested in having any sort of relationship with you moving forward, probably.
That's fair.
So yeah, that's where I'm at on that. Also in wacky stories today, a 62-year-old man in New York got in trouble for trapping and spray painting squirrels a bright red color that was toxic paint. Officials say Mark Kuhn was intentionally harming them because he didn't want them coming onto his property. He was allegedly trapping them, spray painting them, and then releasing them at other locations. So,
okay, so the trapping I understand. The releasing at other locations, I understand.
It's the middle part there.
Yeah, I don't understand intentionally harming them. That doesn't make you out to be just some dude trying to protect your property. That makes you out being an abuser. That makes you out being sadistic.
Yeah.
A woman went viral for explaining how it's awkward when she gets a new job because her name is Samantha Hart. Normal name. Yeah. Well, with the way a lot of companies create email addresses, hers is typically shart@whatevercompanyitis.com. You don't have to be a middle school grade spelling bee champion to understand what's wrong with that there. So she's now transitioning to another job. So she's thinking about just bringing it up right away during onboarding. So there's no awkward conversation later. That's smart. It's a smart idea. I don't know if I, and you and I talked about this last hour. I don't know if I'd say it's awkward. It's probably just like, hey, funny story.
Hey,
I have problematic.
What are your emails like? Because mine would be shart. And they'd be like, oh, that's funny. And then be like, yeah, so maybe we do like S middle initial heart or S dot something heart or whatever. But I don't think that's terrible. Good news today. Snowmen are so last year. An Iowa man's yard is attracting hordes of visitors from across the area after he built a 20-foot long shark sculpture. Carlos Maldonado is a sculptor by trade and decided to create the 5.5-foot tall great white shark from snow with the help of his two sons. They even painted it, and it looks very real.
Wow.
If you haven't, you can just probably Google Iowa shark sculpture, and it's really impressive. It took 4.5 hours to sculpt and another 1.5 hours to color it with watered-down acrylic paint. It's pretty awesome, so good. Sounds job out of Carlos. 6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday.